Let us now sing together, O Day of God, Draw Nigh, number 452.
This is an alternate tune.
To an alternate tune.
Of faith, which is in your bulletin. We trust in God, the Holy Spirit, everywhere the giver and renewer of life. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us the courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of people long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. It's time for us to bring our offering to God. Please listen while I pray. Lord Jesus, we come today with thankful hearts for beautiful autumn days, with hopeful hearts as we look at the harvest and look at our season of Advent and Christmas coming. We come with thankful hearts for all that we have and all the care you give us. And we pray that you will be with us in this time where we must adjust. We thank you in advance for your care, for your wisdom. Help us to be attentive. In Jesus' name, amen. Will the deacons please come forward?
Thank you. As we prepare to offer prayers, our prayers to the people, first of all, I'd like to start by asking us once again to continue to pray for the Cornerstone Project, where we will be going to serve the meal this week. They have, I think that they are struggling under the weight of a ministry, trying to do a ministry with not enough volunteers and probably not enough money. So we need to pray for them and continue to find ways to make at least this small part that we do happen. And anyway, we know what it's like to try to do things with a small amount of volunteers and not enough money. So let us pray for Cornerstone. Are there other prayer requests that we have today? Yes, Jack.
Pray for the city of Cincinnati and particularly the black community in the Tennessee Valley.
Yep. How is Nita, by the way? Is she doing better? Okay. Are there other prayer requests?
There was an earthquake in New Zealand.
Okay. Okay. So in New Zealand, there was an earthquake and a tsunami on one of their islands. So let us pray for the people of New Zealand. Yes.
Karen, I'd like to ask for prayers for my son-in-law's family, Rika's husband, a niece of his has been in a coma, has been in and out because of a heroin overdose. And the family, at times there's brain damage and they're struggling with having to possibly terminate her. So they need prayers.
Do you happen to know what her name is?
Destiny.
Thank you. So Rika's husband's niece is on life support from a drug overdose, and the family is looking at the possibility of having to take her off of life support. So that is never a situation that we want to face, and so let us pray for Destiny and for Rika's husband and his family. Are there any other prayer requests we have today? Then let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we turn to you in good times and bad. We love to bring you our joyful celebrations when we get a new job or a friend has something good happen. And we also bring you our times of trouble. Lord, we pray today for our world, for the many places that there is trouble, for the many ways that we seem to be able to find to hurt each other and our creation. But we pray also for the beauty of that creation and for the love that we have for one another, for the face of a small child, for the crunch of the leaves under our feet, for all of those things that make life worth living on this earth. We know that they come from you, O Lord. And we ask that all people may find joy in your creation. We pray today for the Cornerstone Project as they continue to struggle with what seems to be a lack of resources. We pray for the city of Cincinnati and particularly the black community as the repercussions of the trial begin to sink in. We pray for New Zealand as they evaluate damage from an earthquake and a tsunami. And we pray for the family of Rika's husband and his niece, Destiny, who is on life support after a drug overdose, and the family are considering taking her off of life support. Lord, you are the one who gives life to all creation. Your spirit is among us and with us and in us. And all life is precious. We pray for the family of this young woman. And we pray for families everywhere who have been affected by drug and alcohol abuse, by overdoses, by mental illness, by all of the ways that we humans are broken. Lord, in the silence now, we offer to you those prayers that are known only to us in our hearts. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and help us to be the people that you call us to be in the world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is Called as Partners in Christ's Service, number 343.
Thank you.
Friends, as we go forth from this place, remember to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.